from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
My poll question that I put up on the twits on 1080 The Fan's Twitter page, who is the NVA most valuable American of the Olympics? Right now, there is one Olympiad that is running away with this poll question, and it is one Simone Biles. 61.2% of the vote. There are four people on that poll question, and she has 61.2%. Number two, Katie Ledecky, 26.5%. Scottie Scheffler getting some love, 12.2% after the amazing year that he's had so far on the golf course and capping it off with a gold medal victory this morning. He was able to surge up the leaderboards and take that right out from Tommy Fleetwood's hands. And then 0% vote so far for Anthony Edwards. We'll get into him in a little bit.
Yeah,
but
no, he is not the most valuable American, even close to this Olympic Games most valuable American. Come on.
But Simone Biles, I mean, especially after 4 years ago, remember how un-American and how she had no fire, no fight, no competitive nature in her? So what? You got a little bit of the spins. So what? You're not yourself. And yeah, when you're vaulting yourself 7-8 feet in the air, what are you talking about? You can't compete. How un-American of you. Well, she comes back in these 2024 Paris Olympics and is just like absolutely dominating every event that she is participating in, it seems like. Which also, my favorite part of the Olympics is watching any sport, any event that I do not watch throughout the calendar year over the last 4 years, and becoming an expert within 10 minutes of any event. Like right now, beach volleyball, which I really love what the Spain team's got going on right now. Big fan of the Spain team.
Yeah.
Women's volleyball, by the way.
I was going to say, like, what are we breaking down here?
This is women's volleyball.
The basketball game in here.
But, yeah, big, big fan of what Spain's rocking with right now. But Simone Biles, I mean, it is a pretty awesome story, considering, again, 4 years ago, how much crap was getting thrown her way from a lot of people that, again, really didn't care about the sport, gymnastics, really didn't care about anything other than making their voice heard and making their opinion felt. Very much Caitlin Clark-esque opinions, right? Of people that just want to yell into the ether and let people know what they feel about a sport or situation that they know nothing about. I remember 4 years ago when it was happening, and it was just one of those, like, yeah, if you feel like you can't keep your balance and you don't know what's going on or where you are in the air when you're vaulting and flipping yourself 50 times before you land, yeah, it sounds like that sounds pretty dangerous to me. Might want to take a step out and not participate. But here she is just shutting up all the haters. And it's funny, I haven't heard one person. Now, I guess the big debate and everybody wants to turn their attention to the Algerian boxer. That's where everybody has shifted their attention to. But Simone Biles in this poll question, and I would say of this Olympics, is the story as far as the most valuable American.
I feel like every single day this week, I just kept turning on the Olympics primetime coverage and seeing another gold medal for Simone Biles. I think Katie Ledecky's up there, you know, as far as the most valuable American, because she is going to set records as far as swimming goes and possibly as far as Olympic medals all time goes. I believe like Michael Phelps is up there. And it's always kind of the swimmers that get that like overall medal count because there's so many events. There's the 100, there's the 1800, the 800, the 400 that they all just kind of compete in and keep kicking ass. Katie Ledecky winning, I think it was the 800 gold last night. Another U.S. swimmer taking home the bronze in that. But Simone Biles, man, after the 2020 Olympics and her just really struggling to even compete and drop out very suddenly as the team was going and, you know, kind of right at peak competition time and everybody wondering and giving her crap on social media before she came out and silenced all the haters, as it sucks that she even had to do that. But when we all heard, you know what? Hearing from Simone Biles, I'm having trouble like even handling everything that happened with Larry Nassar and with the USA gymnastics scandal and trying to get past that. It's like, yeah, you take as much time as you need, because that should have never should have happened to anybody. The fact that humans allowed that to happen to other humans is disgusting. And we all saw the really, really crappy SE outcome of some of these women that had to deal with that, and one of those implications for her was she could not compete at the highest level when she needed to because she had to deal with that. And to come through that, to come back from that, and what an amazing support system she has, and America always loves a comeback story, but for her to just not only come back but to beat everybody so strong. I think there was like almost a tenth of a point separation in one of the vaults between her and another girl last night, or another woman, and then like a whole like 3 or 4 point separation for like the next country that was closest. She's just beating people by eons right now. So good for her. Love to see it.
And then what is it? It's 7 gold medals for Simone Biles.
I think so.
She is the most decorated U.S. women's gymnast of all time. And gosh, there's a picture of NBC Sports. I don't know if it was, and I don't know the name for all of these different gymnastic events and equipment or whatever the hell that you want to call it. I think it's the vault where they run and they do like they bounce off of the thing,
yeah.
Hands, and then they like spring themselves off
flip.
Of the little play. Yeah,
yeah, that's the vault. Yes.
Okay. 12 feet 9 inches where her head measured on one of the events there.
And if you saw it,
she's 4'8".
She's so smooth when she does it, Joe. It is unbelievable. Like, I know nothing about gymnastics, but you know perfection in that sport when you see it, because they land perfectly. They don't waver when they're doing that flip. And really, that's all I know. And she is the best at it.
12 feet 9 inches, and you're 4'8". You're 8 feet above your height.
The muscle out of those short people is just unbelievable.
And then the other person on this poll question that getting the most amount of votes, Katie Ledecky. Like, she has cemented herself as, well, Katie Ledecky. I was gonna say the Michael Phelps of women's swimming, but she is cementing her own legacy as being the most dominant U.S. women's swimmer of all time. Like, how many medals is it she has now? I think she's up to like 20 something total medals.
She's been swimming since she like was 15.
Yeah,
so.
12. Let's see here. Yeah, I'm trying to get the exact medal number for her, but she's won a gold in every Olympics since 2012. So 2012, 2016, 2020, 2024. Is her 800 meter. As you mentioned, she's won gold in that the last 4 Olympics. And then I believe the 1500 is what she swam a couple days ago, which is an insane amount to swim. And she just crushed that. Like, the next close, she was like in her own frame on the TV. Like, there wasn't even anybody that close to her where the camera had multiple swimmers in the frame.
Just the endurance that she has compared to everyone else in the world. It's crazy.
She has 8 gold medals. I'm trying to find the total medal count for one Katie Ledecky. I'm looking at a picture of her right now, though, where she's sitting with all of her gold medals and medals from this year. Must be nice. Her neck must hurt having to hold up all those medals that she's wearing. But yeah, I would say that the poll question is cementing who I agree with. Yeah, as far as one and two for being the most valuable Americans of the Olympics, Simone Biles and Katie Ledecky.
Katie Ledecky, 14 total Olympic gold medals. This was as of 17
14
hours
golds?
Ago. Gold medals, or sorry, total? Olympic medals, my bad. She moved into fifth most decorated Olympian of all time behind Michael Phelps, who has 23 Olympic golds, excuse me, and then 28 total medals.
Gosh.
That dominance, I mean, that's what I was talking about just briefly in the pool, when you get so many chances at medals. I mean, that dominance when you're just winning every single race and the relay. Nobody can beat you by a pool length. That's nuts.
But there is one person on this poll question who, let me double check if he has gotten any votes yet, because he had quite the performance yesterday in the U.S. men's basketball game against Puerto Rico, I believe it was. And just a dominant victory for U.S. men's. Not that 40-point victory I've been hoping for, but he has 0% of the votes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.